show. Is it a sandwich? If I called a hot dog a sandwich, do you think that you'd be fine with it? If not, then why? Let's bust this wide. Mary, Carrie, Kelly, Matt, oh my, is a sandwich? Well, let's decide.
Time for me to climb up the lattice and dip my finger into that delicious filling. We're debating cake v. pie today on Order Up. It's really hard not to make these sexual. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I feel like this season needs a content warning. I mean, after last episode and this one. Oh, goodness, friends. It's Kelly Simnickas here, still repping for Team Pie, along with Mary Kennedy, who is riding the fence. She is on both sides of the dessert table. Very exciting. Mary, do you remember which one you had first, pie or cake?
My grandmother was a pastry chef so from Portland, Maine. And so I'm assuming I had her eggnog pie.
Mm. Oh,
that's interesting.
That's a coveted family recipe that is under lock and key. That she created. And to be honest, Grandma, I'm sorry. I hated eggnog pie, but it's too fluffy for anyone that has sensory stuff like me. It's too fluffy and my grandmother's like, it's like you're eating air. And I'm like, yeah, with an egg tinge. So my family loved it. But it's been coming out. That family members, like my brother, would be like, yeah, I didn't like it. Like, we're finally, that she's been gone for years. We're finally saying, I didn't like it. But it's a coveted recipe. So I probably taste the eggnog. And then I do remember my fourth grade birthday cake because it had Sleeping Beauty. And I was so not interested in the cake, just the Sleeping Beauty. Like, it had everything on it, the little wheelie. What is it? You know, the thing they ride in, the king and queen. So I was taking the frosting off of it and I refused to eat the cake. So
the Sleeping Beauty cake sounds both cute and concerning.
All of the above. Or maybe it was Cinderella. I don't know.
You know what I'm wondering? Whatever it was.
Right, right.
How did that tradition get started? I'm wondering how the tradition of putting imagery on cakes that we then eat gets started. Like when my daughter, she's 14 now, but when she was 2, I got her a cookie from a bakery and it was shaped like Elmo from Sesame Street, like his head. Mm. It was an Elmo head cookie and she wouldn't eat it. She walked around for 2 days kissing it and then I had to get rid of it. Yes. She refused to eat it, which makes sense. Why do you want to eat your friend? So if you put the thing you like on your cake and then you're like slicing into it,
I think there's a couple of things here. Like with cookies, I think it probably goes back to gingerbread.
Gingerbread?
Those little gingerbread people, and that's kind of an evolution of that. With cakes, it's like, you know, there's the tradition of the, is it cake? You know, where it's like, baking, especially within elaborate, like royal courts and stuff, where they're making shit look like other shit kind of thing. where they're making like, this cake looks like a swan and that kind of thing. So I think, you know, and the average person isn't going to be able to afford like a swan cake, but they're going to be able to afford a sheet cake with Snow White drawn on it and icing kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
And if we learned anything from last episode, it's something Matt will slam down is a sheet cake. maybe it's now a good time for Matt to slam down some cake or pie facts. So Matt, what do you have for us this episode?
Okay. Well, when I think of cake, my first thought is birthday cake. We all had it growing up and it's just indelibly tied with the idea of cake. The idea of a birthday cake actually goes back to ancient Greece, where the Greeks would celebrate Artemis with moon-shaped cakes decorated with candles to represent the glow of the moon, and the smoke would be their prayers being carried to the gods, which sounds a lot like making a wish to me. Now, meanwhile, the Egyptians, about the same time, celebrated coronations of pharaohs as a new birth. And they made special cakes to celebrate this. This all inspired the Germans many years ago to start selling sweet cakes in the 1400s to children or to celebrate children's birthdays. These were called, you're going to have to forgive me, Geburtstagarten. That is and were served at the child's Kinderfest. They were similar to a muffin in texture, not particularly sweet. They would put the candles in the morning and in pure German fashion, light them and leave them lit all day to burn until the child had finished all of their chores and work for the day.
Oh my God.
And the family would sit down and eat and blow them out together.
That's just
German.
Yeah, come and eat your wax-laden cake now. Come.
Over time, the process of making these cakes changed. They became sweet and iced. And by 1785, the Germans had refined the process with the delicious treats we know today, and the candles representing each year of the child's life being a yummy confection and not a muffin. As with Christmas trees, the Victorians took a German idea and then dialed it to 11. Queen Victoria, of course, had her Victoria sponge. And the Victorians started the entire tiered cake thing because even back then they were preparing to one day try and impress Paul Hollywood. One of the many things credited to Queen Victoria is royal icing, the first white icing on a cake. Invented in the 18th century, it was used to decorate cakes for nobility and, most importantly, the queen. Prior to that, the common decoration for formal cakes was kind of a meringue that was sort of piled on top and dried in the oven's door. But when Queen Victoria decided she really liked what was called egg white icing, which is what we now call royal icing, it got an upgrade. Because old Vicky decided she liked it, so it got the stamp of approval like HP sauce and Liam Perrins. Now, lastly, not to leave our pie pals out, royal icing is not the only part of the food world that got a rebrand. Until the mid-16th century, in England, pie dough was known as coffin, C-O-F-Y-N, and was not really intended to be eaten. The OG bread bowl, these were hard pastries meant as a container for items inside and for storing while shipping or on shelves of merchants. So medieval bakers baking a pie was more akin to canning fruit than creating a tasty treat. You'd crack open the coffin and go to town, tossing away the lid. In fact, to decorate these pies, or P-Y-E-S as they were spelled, you would have like a savory chicken, and then you kind of hang the legs out the side, put the top on, and so you're just like, you know, hey, look at me, I got my legs out. But they even took it to the next level. You know, you think, oh, bachelor party, have a naughty lady jump out of a cake. Well, the original was a pie. Giant coffins would be made where actors would climb inside, rolled out to royals, and then lift up and they'd be reciting poetry. Okay. Sometimes entire bands would be inside a pie playing music.
That's crazy.
So,
oh my gosh.
Pies are very multi-utility meals.
Wow. I'm doing a set where they're going to put me in one of those and I'm going to pop out and go, hi, everybody.
Okay. Those were some crazy facts, Matt. Those.
I just know being baked into a pie would terrify me. Personally.
Absolutely. But now I know where royal icing comes from. So now I feel good about that. All right, friends, It is time for episode 2. This is season 9 of Order Up.
Kelly, who's our guest today?
Our guest today is a comic that I am a huge fan of. I am so glad he is here. He is a Texas-born, New York City-based comic who has an album called Force of Nurture. And a YouTube special that is, I've watched it about 3 times already. It is fantastic, called Biscuits and Gravity. You also may have seen him. He acts as well. You may have seen him on shows such as Orange is the New Black, 30 Rock, or my favorite, which I need to go watch this now, Wu-Tang, An American Saga. I think that's fantastic. He is just fantastic and super funny. Jason Solman is here, everyone. Yay! How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm good. Thank you so much for pronouncing my name and all my specials correctly. That was
You're welcome.
I don't think I've ever had that happen ever, period.
Wow.
As I mean, my last name is akin to a famous movie director. So I'm very used to people just assuming my last name is Zemeckis.
Yes.
So, you know, so I listened, I learned. Solomon,
Jason,
everyone.
Jason, you should just take Kelly on the road with you and she'll do all your intros.
I've got to ask, Jason, what comes first for you? The special title or the set?
I have a list of pun titles in my phone.
Nice.
So I will say the special title, even though that makes me feel dumber.
No,
makes me feel less artistic. I love puns. I have found, like I just told you, is that most people don't read to the end of the word. So I did this whole tour when I first came out. You know, of course, people call it Biscuits and Gravy instead of Biscuits and Gravity. That's of course. But I had this whole tour with my first album where I was going around doing radio shows, and they're like, "Oh, this is his debut album, and it's supposed to be Force of Nurture." And they kept saying Force of Nature, which makes me sound like a huge douchebag. Because like, oh, this guy's first album, and oh, he's the greatest ever. And I'm just like, oh, come on, man. This is the exact opposite of the vibe I was trying to
do. You weren't shooting for that Dane Cook energy.
I mean, they were handing it over to me. They're like, we haven't had a Dane Cook in here for years.
Did you correct them? Jason, it's Mary Kennedy. Did you correct them? I know it's hard. Like, you don't want to correct them, but did you correct them when they got it wrong?
It is hard. I figured out some ways to sort of segue, especially because of my name, because my name's spelled Salmon. Right. Like the fish, and it's pronounced Solman because we grew up thinking we were British. I don't know. We're classy folk. That's all I can say. High-end trucker hat right here. But usually when they would ask how to pronounce my name, I would segue into, oh, and by the way, also my album, you know. Right. And then I would just make a joke about how I don't like things that are easy to pronounce. Right. So I managed to get some deferential correction in there. Hopefully, I don't know. They may. When I walked out of the room, they were probably like, "Ooh, condescending, right?" This guy is correct.
Oh goodness! One of my favorite jokes of yours, Jason, is the Michael Jackson joke that folks can listener or find on your Instagram. That Michael Jackson was my first concert, the Jackson Victory Tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
But, and you are right. Gen X, we got the best Michael Jackson.
Agreed.
Yes, really did.
As good as he ever was.
Yeah.
I remember my dad calling me into the living room. Mm. And my dad is not a dude who's like, he's not a dancer. He wasn't, he just wasn't But he was watching Motown's 25th anniversary.
Yes. Yeah.
He goes, you got to see this.
I remember watching that.
And he showed me Michael Jackson, and he was doing his moonwalk. And my dad's like, ah, what is – that's insane. He was so excited to show it to me. And I was like – and, like, that's one of my greatest memories. Girl.
Yes.
I'm like, that's that was my introduction to Michael Jackson. I'm like, he doesn't even walk like the rest of us.
Right.
Yeah. Like, glides across. I'm like, this guy's magic.
Yeah.
You know? So, and that wasn't long after I realized Santa wasn't real. So I had some magical creatures in my life.
You know? You had a vacancy. You had a magic vacancy.
Yeah, yeah.
You needed Michael Jackson.
There, Michael.
Yeah.
I mean, at my age, I probably shouldn't have invited him to move in, but, you know.
No, probably.
That was millennial Michael Jackson that we figured out.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are going to get into some magical food questions for you. Are you ready for five food questions? Carrie Haim will be tossing them at you gently, not
gently
throwing questions at you.
ready for a food fight.
Alrighty, my friend, here we go. So when it comes to food, do you say you have a savory tooth or more of a sweet tooth?
I am savory. Mm-hmm. I love chips. Chips and dips, that's my snack of choice. If I mean, Super Bowl, when the Super Bowl comes around, I'm like, that's my heaven right there. It's just every dip, the seven layers of dip. I mean, that's basically heaven, right? That's a metaphor for heaven, right? I don't know.
I think so.
It's I think that might be the title of your next album. Seven layer dip is a metaphor for heaven.
We're logging them in. That's what I mean. To be fair, you're about 10 albums down the road.
I love the salty. I love the salty. I mean,
I do. I do like sweet, but I would be fine if I just had a really good savory meal and just a little piece of chocolate.
Same.
Same.
That's great for me.
I love that. Okay.
Do you have a favorite chip flavor?
Oh, I like potato chip. potato chips. I like potato chips that are ridged for dipping.
Yes.
Because they have an aerodynamic heft. you gotta be pretty solid on the salt, not heavy on the salt, but like, you know, it's not. Yeah. So that's. But like for straight up, just straight chip eating is the light chip, the just regular kettle cooked or whatever. I don't know how they cook it.
I just put this out there. I don't feel the Pringles are real chips.
They're not actually. They're not real potato. That's not a real potato.
Yeah, it's like this recongealed potato powder, and it doesn't feel.
I don't even think it's potato powder. I mean,
don't do this to me, Jason. Break the spell.
I read somewhere that it's like corn, like recongealed corn or something. It might not be corn, but it's so not a real.
It's not
food
a chip
based thing.
No, I would never dip a Pringle.
It is. Particle board of chips.
Yeah, I was gonna say the IKEA furniture of chips. In there.
I mean, look, they taste terrific. I'm not gonna lie.
I do like a Pringle too.
I will give a shout out. There's a Canadian band called the Arrogant Worms. They have a song about hot dogs. I think it's called What the Hell's in a Hot Dog, but they have a line that says they're the particle board of meat.
Oh, really?
It's all good. Well, we got a cool particle board menu. Carrie, continue. Question two.
All right. So when you're getting a piece of cake, either you're cutting it or someone's cutting it and serving it to you at a party or something, would you prefer a centerpiece or a corner piece, or do you just take whatever's offered to you?
Well, I think we're dealing with a situation in your scenario where we are dividing the centerpieces and the corner piece people into separate camps.
Yes.
which is why I prefer the cylindrical cake, where we're all just sort of taken from the edge and taken from the center.
Oh, I see.
Plus, I learned you can use the tongs. You can cut your pieces of cake with the other side of the tongs. You just turn your tongs around.
Oh, and I've seen that.
Cake like that.
Right.
I've seen that, yeah.
Given the scenario where I had to divide myself into a corner or a center grouping, I'm going corner. I'm going more icing.
Yeah. So you're an icing guy. You're an icing guy.
Yeah. I feel like the cake really really rides with the icing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are you, just as a side note, are you a chocolate or a vanilla?
Ooh.
I'm a vanilla. I'm a vanilla cake.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I like chocolate cake, but yes. My wife loves chocolate cake, so
all right. This question might break your brain. It's hard. We're having a hard time with it. How about this? Why is cheesecake not a cake, yet it's not called pie? Do you have any ideas about this or thoughts?
Cheesecake, what is cheesecake? It's not, because it's not, a pie is like bready, right? It's like a breaded, spongy, mm-hmm. breaded sort of consistency. Or a cake is, I'm sorry. It's and a case. Pie is like so many things. and cheesecake is sort of like mousse that's like in disguise as a pie.
Okay.
It's a little stiffer. It's like pretending to be British, you know? It's like a little more put together, a little stiffer. I feel like it has an accent.
Feels like it has an accent.
It's the Gwyneth Paltrow of pie.
I like it.
It's pulling it off. It's doing a good job, but you're not pie.
You're not totally
so,
convinced.
So
yeah.
Would a New York cheesecake then be like the Frasier of pies?
The Kelsey Grammer.
The Kelsey Grammer. Yeah.
You know what? Yes, yeah. I would give him that. I would prefer you had chosen somebody who was a junior. I feel like that would have played into the New York thing a little better.
Yes.
Yeah, that cheesecake, it's kind of an imposter dessert, and I had never thought about it before. I feel kind of deceived, a little hurt.
Yeah, look.
And there's an entire restaurant based on this lie.
Yeah, it's an entire factory.
Exactly.
Lying about being a factory.
Yeah. I don't know. We like,
no. This is, we have pie here, and it's a factory that makes pies.
Yeah.
It's not what you're thinking. It's not a restaurant.
No.
Built around moose intrusion.
Moose intrusion.
Moose intrusion.
But here's something that's frightening in the factory. There's the funfetti cheesecake, which is a cake and a cheesecake and maybe even a pie.
What? What is it?
What?
Funfetti cheesecake at the factory.
Okay.
It's the funfetti cake. Funfetti. Uh-huh. It's a thing in America. We're so sorry. It's a funfetti. it's a birthday
I'm not sorry
cake
about that.
On top of the pie. And so there's a cake on top of the cheesecake.
I'm looking at it. Up.
It's three.
It's a Turk Thompson situation.
So it's a Turk Thompson.
I like that they decided to name it after the one inedible thing. They're like, let's name it after parade trash.
Parade trash, yes.
Oh my gosh, that should be my stripper name. Parade trash. I'm writing that down, Jace. That'll be my next album. Parade trash.
There
I
am.
I'm going to wear that next time, Jason. I'm going to go, can I get the parade trash cake?
Yeah, and then when they go, what? You go, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You guys call it something else.
I'm sweating.
Okay. Oh, God. So, Jason, are you familiar with the turducken? The duck within a chicken within a turkey?
That is a staple of my Thanksgiving football watching. I don't eat it. I haven't had one ever.
Okay, but you are familiar.
But I have watched grown men I root for eat it on.
Interesting. Okay, well, in that same sort of vein, you eat something called a pie caken, which is pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and spice cake with cinnamon butter cream between each layer. And on the outer layer, there's like an oat crumble. Would you eat that?
Yes. I don't see any negatives in that. Like you kept going. I'm like, there's got to be a catch.
Yeah. And gravy. Yeah. No, it's just all good.
Catch, but not a catch.
So you would eat that. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, first of all, you pronounce pecan in the southern way, which I appreciate.
Oh.
Because
oh,
when
you.
I hear that, I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good pie. I do. I grew up in Texas, all right? And so we, man, my grandma had pecan trees. And
stuff. So not pecan.
Pecan. No, where I grew
that's
up,
like a toilet.
That's where poor people went to the restroom.
Yes.
On road trips, only on road trips.
All right, Jason, this is the big question. This is the one that's dividing our team already, even in in episode two. Are you team pie or team cake or neither or both? Like, tell us where do you land on this?
Okay. So from a eating perspective, I root for all teams. I root for all teams to win this. But I feel like these are competing teams. So it's sort of like, I'm a Cowboys fan, so it's sort of like me watching the NFL playoffs and they're not in it. I'm like, I'm still going to root for somebody. I don't care who wins.
Okay.
Because they're both better than what I had.
You're with
me. I think based on where my comedy writing is, I've been doing a lot of writing. I try to do a lot of stuff about like the human brain fascinates me. That's why I got into comedy. Like that's, it's just fascinating the way that people respond to things in the most barbaric terms and the most almost godlike ways that people do it. And so I feel like cake is a sympathetic food. It's like, hey, you know what? Join us. You can be part of me where you can be in the batter. You can't replace the batter. You can't be the thing, but you can be in the batter. You know what? And we'll even let you flavor the icing. It's still going to be icing, but we'll let you flavor it and we'll let you flavor the batter and you'll be part of us. You'll be part of our group. It's a very sympathetic food. Whereas pie is empathetic. It's like, I want you to be me. If you have a strawberry pie, you are eating strawberries under crust.
That's, I see.
Yeah. He's going to put a little blanket over you and I want you to be you in me. Which is a terrible pickup line, by the way. Don't use that. That will end up poorly. I feel like if I were describing the difference between sympathy and empathy, I would use cake and pie as my tools to get that across. Because I feel like pie is just like, I want to commit to what you're committed to. I want your goals are my goals. And cake's like, we want to hear your voice.
Okay.
It's like pie
cake
is
holding space.
Cake holds space, which is great. You need people to hold space. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a noble pursuit, but it's not at the level of pie. Pie's like, you take this. You be us. You are.
Thanks. So this is all fascinating and super deep, but I still don't know where you stand on this.
I'm a pie person. I know you're like, are you sympathetic? After this, you're like, you might be sociopathic. At the end of the time, you're like, I'm on a steak. Not only am I going to not let you be you, I'm going to ruin your life for a full weekend.
It's in the refrigerator staring at you.
I am going to go pie.
Okay.
Amazing.
I feel like I respect the ability to be that empathetic to every taker.
Wow. I've learned a lot in the past few minutes. This
I feel
is good.
I'm in couples therapy.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel validated by my choices because I am Team Pie. And right. I am, as you described, Jason.
It's true. Now,
did anybody on here get birthday pie when they were a kid?
No.
No. I wish I did.
No. Mary did. Mary's holding up.
What pie? What pie did you get?
I'm going to admit this, and I might cry. No, I will, because
I mean, we just had it. We're deep. Let's go.
We're deep. We're on the couch.
You know
we're deep.
I want you to be you. So this is you right now.
I was born on June 29th, which is very close to 4th of July. Uh-huh. And I actually had, still angry about it. What is the layered fruit thing with whipped cream? What is it called?
A trifle?
That's it. I had a trifle for my birthday. Because that's what was on the menu because it was 4th of July. I've had flag cakes for my birthday. I've had a happy independence cake. I've had where the little flag is in the middle. I've had sparklers and firecrackers and relighting candles because it's 4th of July. Yes, I've had a vitrifolo, whatever the hell that's called. Pie. I've had blueberry pie with strawberries. I mean, and whipped cream. I've had it all because God forbid they celebrate Mary Kennedy. No, they'll celebrate America, but they won't celebrate Mary Kennedy.
Whoa.
So are you then team cake?
No.
No, you're team pie.
No, I'm both.
Both.
Oh, you're both. Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to be team. I hate them both after that story. Team, do not celebrate my birthday ever.
Team, buy me a hamburger and stick a candle in it for my birthday. Don't talk to me about cake.
Oh my gosh. Wow. This has been cheaper than my therapist. Yeah. Can we do this again in 2 weeks and I'll just postpone him? Wow, Mary. And Mary was talking off the top before you got here, Jason, about, what was it, eggnog pie?
Oh, mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued.
My grandmother made it.
Egg yeah, tell pie. Jason about this.
So my grandmother was a pastry chef out of Portland, Maine, and I'm a Patriots fan, by the way. I'm sorry. Sorry. I know you're Dallas Cowboys, but we're both in the same boat right now. Anyway, Grandma had
the little holes, by the way.
Yeah, had it under lock and key, and it was basically eggnog, and it was consistency was very light. It was like, as my grandmother would say, Mary, it's like eating air. Yeah, Grandma, with a tinge of egg.
It's bad. It was bad, huh?
Oh, but that sounds gross.
But everybody loved it.
I'll tell you right now, I love a buttermilk pie, which sounds gross.
What is that?
It does, but it is. It's like a custard. It's just a southern. I like ordering. I like going to the barbecue restaurant in my hometown and ordering a massive trough. They call it a bowl, but let's be honest. Mixed barbecue bowl, and good. Then just on the side, just a piece of buttermilk pie. That's
it sounds so southern.
Really sweet custard.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that sounds good. Yeah,
that does sound good. I'm gonna have to
take a trip south. Yeah,
exactly.
And you call it buttermilk pie, and that way nobody touches it. And you just finish it yourself. There we go.
Well, with Jason's answer, we are now tied, despite, again, listeners, this is episode 2 of the new season. We have 6 votes, so we'll figure that one out. But cake and pie are tied, with Matt in the corner with his answer of nothing is real. Which
this is an existential dilemma that I'm going to have to work through.
You know what? Pie's on board with that.
Jason, where can folks find you on the socials to come see you at the show or watch a special, give you a follow? Where can they find you?
I'm at J Salmon Comedy. That's S-A-L-M-O-N is how you spell Salmon. on all the socials, and then YouTube, it's just Jason Salmon, and you can, or you can look up the name of my special, which is Biscuits and Gravity.
And you should, listeners, because it is so good. I'm such a fan. I'm so glad you came to do this.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for supporting me.
Hi, Jason.
It's here for me. I'm here for it.
That's it for episode 2, everyone. Tune in next week when we might be at 20 votes for Team Cake and Pie, depending on how things go.
I choose cake over pie because cake is just the best, and there's like so many flavors. And with pie, it's mostly fruit and stuff, but cake can have like fruit toppings and everything, and it's like so good. And without cake, you can't have a birthday, and you can't put candles on a pie. That's not good. And like the pie crust is like really dry, and I don't like it. Thank you. That was Hannah number one.
Order Up is hosted and produced by Matt Ardill,
Mary Kennedy,
Larry Hain,
Kelly Zemeckis.
And original music is by Rebecca McDonald.